Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 15th of July. The shooting at former US President Trump's rally on Saturday has led to a very limited market reaction. Markets are concerned with policy probabilities, and while individuals may condemn acts of violence against political candidates, they will not necessarily change their policy projections. There is a popular conception that acts of violence create a sympathy vote for a candidate, but international studies do not necessarily support this. In part, it may depend on the political response. An aggressive reaction may be seen as being more negative by voters. Changing campaigning styles may also influence political dynamics, and with the US election still relatively distant, that matters. The world of social media also complicates the reaction. Evidence from the assassination of former Japanese Prime Minister Abe is that the emotional reaction to an act of violence can fade relatively quickly nowadays. International comparisons are also problematic. The polarization of US politics is more extreme and more sharply focused than in European and Japanese democracies. All of this adds to US political uncertainty, but it doesn't necessarily change the assumptions about political outcomes. China released a deluge of data overnight, which was generally disappointing relative to market expectations. GDP was weak in the second quarter, with a slight negative revision to the first quarter. Domestic demand seems to remain underwhelming. The retail sales figures for June were also weaker than expected. That puts a lot of burden on the export sector to support the Chinese economy. And while there has been support from this sector, this is obviously a more politicized area of the global economy. The global issues around this depend on the policy response and the trade response. On the policy side, it stresses the need for further policy measures in support of China's growth. The global implications of this arise from the composition of any Chinese policy support, which may lead to demand for specific commodities. It also perhaps highlights China's need to maintain export growth to support overall economic activity. While the global rebalancing from spending on goods to spending on services may be slowing, that is still something of a headwind for China. Investment in artificial intelligence creates demand for technology internationally, but international politics may limit the demand for technology from China specifically. Elsewhere, US Federal Reserve Chair Powell is interviewed today, but after their remarks to Congress last week, it seems unlikely that markets will receive any new insight. We'll also get the US New York Federal Reserve's Empire State Sentiment Survey. This rarely attracts too much market attention. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.